find that from the Rambam, quote the statement of Reb Chisda, that Hakol Modin Bebaal Anida Shemeshalim Knas. Hakol Modin, everyone admits, both Shimon HaTimani and Reb Shimon Ben Anasya, that Bebaal Anida is Meshalim Knas. If he's Ma'ani, so Mefater Anida, he has to pay Knas. Why would I think that Bebaal Anida doesn't pay Knas? So the answer is because Anida is one of the Chayvei Karis. Both Shimon HaTimani and Reb Shimon Ben Anasya hold that in the case of Chayvei Krisus, there is no Knas. Against whom? The Tana of HaMishnah. Right? The Tana of HaMishnah says, Bo ala choso ve'alecha mechayvei krisus, eish lein knas. But Reb Shimon Ben Anasya and Shimon HaTimani hold, ein lein knas. So you think the same is true by Bo ala Anida? Comes Reb Chisda and says, nay. They both admit that Bo ala Anida is mishal ein knas. Why? According to Shimon HaTimani, that Velosi Elisha is Mamayid and Isha is She'en Ba'avaya, Nida is not going to be excluded because the Pasuk says, Usihini Dasa Olav, there is Kiddushin Tovs in Benida. So according to Shimon HaTimani, there will be Knasver because she's Nisha She'esh Ba'avaya. And according to Shimon Ben Anasya as well, he darshans that Velosi Elisha teaches me that she has to be an Isha Haru'i Lakaima. Anida is Ru'i Lakaima because he'll be able to live with her after she goes to the Mikvah. That's Reb Chisda's statement. Everyone admits, everyone agrees that Bo'al Anid is Mishal and Knas. Comes the Gemara and says, Lafuke Midr Reb Nechunya Ben Akon. This comes to argue with Reb Nechunya Ben Akon Shit. You know, Reb Nechunya Ben Akon holds that just like there's a din of Kamla Vidravine by Chayve Nisa's Vezdin and Chayve Mama, someone who does a Maisa Avera and he's Chayve both money and Misa for the same Maisa Avera. So we know the Kamla Vidravine, we must on Yiev and Asato Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, there's only Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, there's no Onoshie Onesh, there's no Mamon. Right? Oson, Vim Oson Yiev and Asato Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, that's the Mokar. The Kamle B'Diravmine by Chayve Misa and Chayve Mama comes from the Chuni Ben Akon and says the same holds true by Koris. Someone who, let's say, steals on Yom Kippur is parted from the Mama. Just like if he were to steal on Shabbos, he'd be parted from the Mama because it's Misa Umama. Misa's Bezdin Umama. And Kamle B'Diravmine, so too, steals on Yom Kippur, there's Koris on Yom Kippur. From the Chuni Ben Akon says, Koris is the same as Misa's Bezdin. Vis-a-vis Kamla B'Diravmine. Why does Reb Nechunya Ben Akon say that? So, Machlokas Abaye and Rava, what the mocker is. Right, what's one shot? Asan Asa. Right, who says that? Abaye, right? There's Gzer Shava Asan Asa. The Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim says Asa. The Pasuk by Yaakov Avinu says Asan as well. One is Bidei Shammai, one is Bidei Adam. We'll have to discuss. We'll hopefully read the middle Gemara next week. The question, which was Bidei Adam, which was Bidei Shamayim, but one is Bidei Adam, one is Bidei Shamayim, so we learn Gzeir Shava, but just like there's a din of Kamei Bidei Avminei by Osam Bidei Adam, so too by Osam Bidei Shamayim, that's a bai. And Rava says, no, there's a pasuk by Molech, it says that if the Yama Oretz, if Ben doesn't take care of the person who serves Avodah Zarah, who serves the Molech, Kodesh Baruch Hu says he'll take care of them. V'sam t'yanias panay b'li shahul, v'mishpach v'v'chrati osam mikar v'amu. Omra Torah Koreshali Kemisa Shalachem. You don't do your Misa's best, then I'll be Koreshim. I'll cut him off. Koreshali Kemisa Shalachem. It says Rava, what is that teaching me? Comes Reb Nechunya Ben Akon and says, it's teaching me that the same din of Kamei B'Diravmine that applies to Misa's best will apply to Kores. Okay, so there are different makaros for why Reb Nechunya Ben Akon holds that there's Kamei B'Diravmine by Koresh Sumam. Comes the Gemara and says, La'fikim with Reb Nechunya Ben Akon. Someone argues with Reb Nechunya Ben Akon. There is a Tana who would say that there is a din of Kamei B'Diravmineh by Koreis Simam. So who is that? So the simple pshat is to say Rav Chisda is continuing in his statement. Rav Chisda said that both Shimon HaTimani and Reb Shimon Ben Anasya agree that Bo'al Anid is Mishal and Kenatz. Then Rav Chisda says, and they both argue with Reb Nechunya Ben Akon, because according to Reb Nechunya Ben Akon, Bo'al Anid wouldn't be Mishal and Kenatz. You chayev kares for being Bo'al Anida. So if you chayev kares, they can't be chayev mamon. So if you say that both Shimon HaTimani and Reb Shimon Ben Anasya hold that Bo'al Anida chayev kares, then perforce, willy-nilly, they argue against Reb Nechunya Ben Akon, because they're saying, even by a chayev kares in mamon, you can have a chayev mamon. It's the chor of the Pasha Pshat. It's a hemshech. Reb Chisda makes a statement, And this is a hemshech of his statement. That's not the way that Rashi explains. How does Rashi explain? Lafuke comes to exclude from which Tana? Tana of the Mishnah. Tana of the Mishnah says that Baal Chai Bekrisis is Chai Kanas. That's against Reb Nochanan ben Akone. Reb Chista made his statement, and now the Gemara is making a new statement. Not connected to Reb Chista's statement. That the Tana of our Mishnah is against Reb Nochanan ben Akone. Because the Tana of the Mishnah holds that you can't be Chai Kanas for Baal Chai Bekrisis. You go like Reb Nochanan ben Akone, how does that make any sense? Reb Nochanan ben Akone says, that come live in the Rabbi Meir by Chayav Krisis, how can you be Chayav Knas? Yeah. So the question that we started addressing on Thursday is, why didn't Rashi just learn like Tosis, like the first pshat, the simple pshat? Yeah. Tosis had troubles with both with his own pshat and with Rashi's pshat, and he gives answers, right? He quoted a Rashi Mishan to answer his problem with Rashi. He gave his own answer for his pshat, for the kashi yet against his own pshat. In the end, there are answers for the different questions. So the question really remains that if Rav Chisda made a statement, and now the Gemara says, Lafuki mid Rav Nochanan ben Akone, shouldn't that be a hemshech of Rav Chisda's statement? Why would I say that ba'apin nafshek on us, so to speak? It's a new statement having nothing to do with what we said previously in the Gemara. So it seems to be a little strange. He started explaining that the Pnei Yoshua suggests that maybe Rashi Lishitasa. Rashi has a fundamental yisod about Kamei B'dir Avnei, about one of the halachas of Kamei B'dir Avnei, and maybe it's that yisod, that shita of Rashi, one of the details of Kamei B'dir Avnei, that forces his hand in this sugya. Which detail of Kamei B'dir Avnei are we talking about? Tana d'Bei Chizkiya. Tana d'Bei Chizkiya. Tana d'Bei Chizkiya is not the halacha that you would think we'd start with. We'd first try to understand why Kamei B'dir Avnei even it's true. Why should you pack this? Why should you exempt someone from money? It's chayiv two things. The Torah says yichayiv mamon, yichayiv nisa. Right? It happens to be they come together. Right? Gneva doesn't have to be on Shabbos, but if you steal on Shabbos, then the two come together. But why should I say that you're potter for the mamon just because yichayiv nisa? They're two different chayuvim. The Torah says that if you're going, if you're shalim shnayim, if you do an aveira, if you do one of the lavatas malavas on Shabbos, yichayiv nisa. It happens to come together. So, so what? Just because it comes together, why should you be part of for the mamon? It's a peladika din, right? So you can tell me that's the gzeras hakasav. That is what the pasuk tells me. You're going to have to understand what that pasuk means. There's a lot beneath the surface which you're going to have to get to in Mitzvah. But Tana de Bechizkiya teaches me another halacha. Before we even understand why it is that Kamei B'dir Avnei, why it is that you're part of from the mamon, Tana de Bechizkiya tells me that you're potter from the mammon even if you're not actually chayiv misa. They mammon, you know, you thought Kamei B'dir Avnei is a chiddush. Forget about it. There's an even bigger chiddush. It's not just that if you're chayiv misa's bezdin, if bezdin kills the person, then the yorshim are not mechuyev to pay the chayiv mammon that this individual incurred at the time of chayiv misa. But even if he's not chayiv misa's bezdin, for some reason, there was something missing. Like what? Hasra. Let's say they weren't masim. Something pretty simple, right? There was no hasra, so they can't kill him. Let's say he didn't do the ma'isa avera b'meize. He did it b'shogeg. Dove sheinu miskaven. You have fond memories of these concepts? Last year? Shabbos? Dove sheinu miskaven. Let's say you're not chayiv. You're not going to be chayiv misas bezden. Come Tana de Bechizki and they say it doesn't matter. You're still father from the mother. Why? Where does that come from? It comes from a pasuk. The pasuk at the end of Parashas Zemer says, "Maka behemi shalmena u'maka odam yumas." So we see that there's a connection between the two. Maka behema yishalmena u'maka odam yumas. So Rashi on Lamed Hey Amad Aleph, in explaining Tana de Bechizkiya, he sets us up. He tells us what is this hekesh going to be between Makeh Behema and Makeh Adam. Makeh Behema Yishalmena, Umakeh Adam Lo Yishalem Elo Yumas. The Gzeres HaKosev is saying Yumas V'Lo Yishalem. You don't pay mamon for Makeh Adam. So this pasuk, the Drashas Chazal, that this pasuk is comparing a case of Kamei B'dir Avnei by Adam, where Yumas V'Lo Yishalem. to the case of Makeh Behema, where you are Mishalim. If you damage the Behema, then you pay Mama. What's the connection? So say, Tana de Mechizkia, Ma Makeh Behema lo chilaktabo be Mishovi, be Mezi, be Miskavin, le Shem Miskavin, be Derech Yerida, le Derech Aliyah, le Focha, Mama, and Ella Lechaiva, Mama. If you damage a Behema, you're always going to be Chayev. Why are you always Chayev? If you're not Chayev, Yachai Misas Bezdin for doing Malach on Shabbos, if you do it B'Shogeg, so why suddenly when it comes to Mammon are you Chayiv? Isn't that less? Right? Isn't Shogeg less? Isn't Eim Miskaven less than Miskaven? So why should you be Chayiv? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Bava Kama on Dav Chavavim and Beis. Right? It's a Pasuk in Bava Kama. Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim says Petza Tas Potza. So from that we learn L'Chayiv Ala Shogeg Kemezid Ve'Onis Keratzon. Adam Mu'ad La'Olam. A person is responsible for everything he does. Whether it's Miskaven, or Rain Miskaven, Shogeg, it doesn't matter. So if you damage, a behemoth, you damage a person's window, you damage anything. It's not just a behemoth. If you damage someone's mama, you're chayev, whether you did it intentionally or not, whether it's Shogeg, Mezid, etc. So that's a kasub. So come to the Beis Chizkiyah and say, look, we know the rule that Maka behemoth, Yishalmena, no matter what, because of Petza Tachas Potza. So we compare. Just like you're always going to be chayiv mammon for damaging a behema, damaging the mammon of your friend, so too you're always going to be potter from mammon if you do a ma'isa avera that could be mechayiv yunisa. If you're maka adam, so maka adam means killing the man. If you kill a man, that ma'isa avera could be mechayiv yunisa mamish. Even if you did it in a way where you're not actually, practically going to be Chayav Nisa, it doesn't matter, you're still going to be part of it for a moment. That's what Tana Debe Chizkiya said. It is a comparison between Maka Behema and Maka Adam. Maka Behema always pays, because of Petza Tachas Potza, that's how I know that he always pays. Maka Adam will not pay, even if you're not actually going to be Chayav Nisa. Bein B'Shogay, Bein B'Mezi, Bein B'Shavin L'Shaim, it doesn't matter. Even if you're not actually going to be Chayav Nisa, you're still going to be part of from the moment. That's what Tana de Beis Chizkiya says. Now, the rule of Tana de Beis Chizkiya applies to Chayvei Mises Bezdin, for sure. For sure, that's what Rava says. Everyone agrees that Tana de Beis Chizkiya and Chayvei Mises Bezdin. If you do Chayvei Mises Shogig, that's called Chayvei Mises Shogigin. You Shogigin by Chayvei Mises, so you're not practically going to be Chayvei Mises, nevertheless, you're part of the Mama because we're coming to the Rav. What's the din by Chayvei Malkiyas Shogigin, let's say? Chayvei Malkiyas Shogigin. You did an Avera, that should be Chayvei Malkiyas, and at the same time, you mazik someone. Are you chayev for that mama? Or should we say, no, it's only a shogeg. If it's only a shogeg, you're not going to be chayev the malchus mamish. You're not going to be chayev malchus mamish, then you're going to be chayev the mama. What's the answer? What is the answer? Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Correct. Machlokes Amorah. Rabbi Yochanan says that you're chayev mama. That Tanit Bech Chizkiyah doesn't apply to chayev malchus. Reish Lakish says that you'll be part of your mama even in that case. Tanit Bech Chizkiyah doesn't apply. Then how do we paskin? Like whom? Rabbi Yochanan, right? We paskin that by Chayvei Malkiyas Shogegin, you're Chayev B'Tashlom. There's no Tana de Bechizkiyah. Right? We split L'maskon. That by Chayvei Malkiyas Shogegin, you're Chayev B'Tashlom. There's no Tana de Bechizkiyah. By Chayvei Mitzvah Shogegin, that you're going to be part of. Okay, let's get this all on the board so we have a clarity. It's going to come around. All the biurim are going to have to get all these principles clearly. Chayvei Mises Bezdin. Umama. Okay. Are you Chayev Mama? Chayvei Mises Bezdin. Umama. What's it then? Chayev Mama? No. Let's say this better. Chayvei Mises Bezdin Shogegin Umamon. Tana de Beis Chizkiyah, right? No, you're not going to be Chayvei Mamon there. That's Tana de Beis Chizkiyah. How about Chayvei Malkiyas Shogegin Umamon? Machlokes with Yochanan Reish Lakish. Let's say Kaimolon that you're chayiv. Chayiv. There's no tana d'bei chizki. Okay, these are the two cases we have so far. Chayiv emisa shogim and mamon. You potter even if you're actually not going to be getting the misa. Shogim. Or if there's no masra, it's the same thing. Tana d'bei chizki says in that case you're still going to be potter in the mamon. By chayiv emati shogim and mamon we paskin that there's no tana d'bei chizki. You'll be chayiv the mamon. Will be chayiv the mamon. The question that we have to address is what's the din of chayiv krisa shogim? According to Reb Nachman ben Akone, that chayiv krisos umamon you're potter from the mamon, that kares is the same as misus bezdin. What's the din of chayiv krisos shogigin umamon? Lefi Reb Nachman ben Akone. Do you say that Tana d'bei chizki applies to kares? Do you say the Kareis is like Mises Bezdin and Tana d'bei chizki applies to it and you'll be Pater? Or do you say, no, Kareis is more like Malkius and Tana d'bei chizki doesn't apply and you'll be Chayimam? That's the question that we have to address. What's the answer to that question? It's not obvious. It's not a Machlokes Amoraim. It's a Machlokes Rishon. That's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosafim Sachim. What does the Gemara Sachim say? Let's see this Gemara Sachim. Maran Dav Choftesam and Aleph Imsochim says as follows. Quotes of Brisa. It's Tanya. Ha'ochel chomet shal hegdish b'moed mo'al. V'yesh omrim lo mo'al. Someone who eats chomet shal hegdish b'moed. He had a loaf of bread. The person was makdishit. Makdishit. And then comes Pesach. So this bread is asa b'achila for two reasons. It's asa b'achila because you're not allowed to eat hegdish. And it's asa b'achila because it's chametz also. What do you chayiv if you eat hegdish? You chayiv kares? No. Not chayiv if you eat hegdish. If you eat hegdish, b'mezid, what's the din? Chayiv malkus. You chayiv malkus. B'mezid. Right? And if you eat chametz, then you chayiv. If you eat chametz on Pesach, you chayiv kares. So what's the din over here? You eat the chametz shel hegdish b'moed. Says the first Tana, the Tana Kama, Mo'a. Mo'al is me'ila. Oh, what does that mean, me'ila? The word me'ila, when you see the word me'ila, bell should be going off in your head. Me'ila always means that you ate the hegdish, you did something, you were nenim in a hegdish, b'shogeg. Mo'al always means b'shogeg. How does mo'al mean b'shogeg? Why should mo'al mean b'shogeg? I would say it means more b'mezid. I mean, it's even more b'mezid. What should be both? Why is it one but not the other? What's the reason? Because mo'al sounds like you bring a carbon me'ila. Okay? What are you chayiv when you do me'ila b'mezid? So pasha pshat is you chayiv malkus. That's all that you're chayiv. You're not chayiv to pay any money. Why shouldn't you be chayiv to pay any money? Why? Give a wild guess. It's not so wild considering the sugya we're doing. Come live with Rambam. Very good. Very good. I'm very impressed. The Rambam in Hilchas Me'ila happens to disagree. If you have some time, you can look at the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchas Me'ila. Parak Aleph Halacha Day. The Rambam happens to say that you pay Malkus and you pay Mamon. And the Achronim spend pages trying to understand what the Rambam is talking about. It's very difficult. The Pashup Shad is not like that. The Pashup Shad is you pay Malkus and you don't pay Mamon because Kamal did Rambam. What's the din if you mo'al behegdish b'shogeg? What do you chayiv? If you mo'al behegdish b'shogeg, there's no malkus. You chayiv keren, the chomesh, the carbon me'ila. Right, this is a pasuk in chomesh. Right, pasuk in parashas Vayikra, the end of Vayikra. Nefesh kisim o'mal v'choto b'shkogo mikot she'ashem. Behavi es hashamo l'ashem, asham me'ilos, that's one of the hashamos, ayal tamim and atzon, etc. So first of all, you bring a carbon asham. Beis asher chotem and hakodesh yisham, you have to pay what you took. Beis chamishiso yosef olav, and you also have to pay a chomesh. Three things that you pay b'shogeg, a carbon me'ila, keren v'chomesh. B'pshuto, if you mol v'hegdesh b'mezid, none of these three exist. You get malchus, and that's it. There's no mama because of kamei b'drabanei, and there's no carbon because there's no carbon b'mezid. The word mo'al sounds like carbon me'ila. That's how the Mishnayis in Masechta Me'ila interpret. Whenever it says mal, that means bishogeg, because it means aside from karen v'chomesh, you have to bring the carbon mehila. Okay? So some we're talking over here about a shogeg. Comes the Tanakam and says, if you're moel, moel means that you have to bring the carbon mehila, and all the rules of mehila v'shogeg apply, which would mean including mamon, karen v'chomesh, not knas, but karen v'chomesh. Okay, chomesh could be a knas. Fine. So that's what the Tanakhama says, that you're moel, you ate chomet shohegdish, chomet zepesa, I would have had a chiyah that has a chiyah of karis associated with it, but the Tanakhama nevertheless says that you're moel. V'yesh omrim lo moel, but the other day I hold that you're not moel. You're not moel. You're not moel. What does that mean that you're not moel? You're not chayv the carbon? Why shouldn't you be chayv the carbon? You're not chayv the moel. So, man yesh omrim, who's the yesh omrim who says that you're not going to be chayv karen v'chomesh v'yochon chomesh shohegdish v'moel? Amr, v'yochanan, v'nechoni ben akonei. V'nechoni ben akonei, also yisim ha-kippurim k'shabes. V'nechoni ben akonei holds that korei su mamon, patis su mamon. The din of kamei b'diravnei applies there too. So, v'yochanan, v'nechoni ben akonei would say that if you ochel chomet shel hegdesh b'moed, lo moal, there's no chiyuv to pay karen v'chomesh. Because kamei b'diravnei, that's what the Gemara Pesachim says. Questions? Yes.
So Tana de Mechizki is just basically saying that
there is no Tana de Mechizki in the Gemara Pesachim.
No, but I'm just saying before.
Okay.
Before, is it, that's referring to that he's chayv for whatever. He's just responsible for whatever action he does.
Tana de Mechizki says that you can have the same tour mamon, even if you're not actually chayv misa mamsh. They're not going to put you to death because it's only b'shogeg or there was no hasra. Right, so their chiddush is that the Gzeiras HaKosav of Kamei B'Diravnei applies to the Maisa Averim. It's not linked to the practical chi of Misa, the practical onesh of Misa, so to speak. Even if Bezin doesn't give you that onesh, you can still be part of the Mamon. Okay? So comes the Gemara Pesachim and says that the Yeshom who claim that Ha'ochel Chamei Shel Hegdesh V'Pesah B'Moed is not Moel. And who is that? Rabbi Nochoni ben Akana. Menuchoni ben Akana says that Korei Sumamon is also part of the din of Kamei ben Ravnei applies there too. Frekt Rashi, Rashi says there are some who ask a kasha. Some ask a kasha. But Rashi immediately says that they're towing, they're making a mistake. Yesh towing the kasha lehu kipata Rav Nechunya b'meizid pata debar Korei Sum. Hacha b'shogeg askina. Nidakatani ma. B'shogeg lav kari, lav bar kari, says Rashi. Rashi says, some ask mistakenly, Rav Nechoni ben Akana only patas from mamon, bar kari su mamon only b'mezid, not b'shogeg. And here it must be to a machoeg, because the b'raisa uses the lashon ma. Even Rav Nechoni ben Akana would admit that by chayve krisa shogegin umamon, potter o chayev. Chayev! That's what the Toim asks. Rabbi Nechoni ben Akana only says Kareis b'meizid. Kareis u'mamon is potter from mamon. But Kareis shogegin, even Rabbi Nechoni ben Akana would admit that you're chayiv the mamon. Tana de Bechizkia doesn't apply. So how can the Gemara say that the man de Amar, who holds ha'ochel chamei shel hegdesh v'pesach lo moel, is Rav Nechoni ben Akana? It's not true. This is a case of shogegin. Even Rav Nechoni ben Akana would admit, by chayv krisa shogegin, that you're chayv the moment. Why is it lo moel? Should be moel. You're chayv the moment. Does everyone get the kasha? Does everyone get the mistaken kasha? Right, this kasha is a mistake. The question is, why is it a mistake? Maybe the kasha never got off the ground. Rashi says, no, the kasha gets off the ground, I'll tell you why it's a mistake. Does everyone get the kasha? Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana holds that if you have a chi of kareis and mamon at the same time, and they're going to put you to death, right? Meaning, in Shemayim, you're going to be chai of the kareis. When are you chai of kareis? Right? What do you have to do? You do the ma'isa avera, how to be chai of kareis? It's amazing. If you do the chi of kareis b'shog, you're not going to get kareis. Right? It's not a good thing. You need tshuva, but you're not going to get kareis for that. So if you did the chi of kareis b'meizid, you're going to be on Yom Kippur. He does a hotzah on Yom Kippur, assuming hotzah is also on Yom Kippur, but okay. Right? So you steal on Yom Kippur, the chi of kareis b'meizid, Rabbi Nechoni ben Akana claims that you're going to be potter from the ma. But the question is, would he say that you're pater from the mamon if you did a chi of karis b'shogeg? So comes Rashi and says, there are those who ask, Rabbi Nachman ben Akada doesn't hold that karis to mamon pater from mamon. There's no din of karmel b'dirav minei by chi of karis shogeg. He doesn't say that Tanav Rechizki applies to chi of karis. It applies to Mises Bezer, not to chi of karis. So how can you say that the manda Ar in Pesachim who holds that Ochel Chamesh Shalegesh Ramoe Lo Moal is Rabbi Nachman ben Akana? This must be to about Shogeg because we use the Lashon of Moel. Answers Rashi with a trick. The Chap. How does Rashi Chap? What does he say? The Toos who says this. The Gabi Chometz Mezehu, the Gabi Hegdesh Shogegu, the Lo Yada Shuhu Shal Hegdesh. Rashi finishes it all very simply. He says, come on, there are two things over here. There's Chometz and there's Hegdesh. Mol means he has to be mol by Hegdesh, that has to be a shogeg by Hegdesh. But that doesn't mean that the chi of karis is b'shogeg. Maybe he knows it's chametz, but he doesn't know that it's Hegdesh. He eats the chametz, he knows he's eating chametz. It's chametz b'mezid, it's karis b'mezid. It's not me'ila b'mezid, it's not Hegdesh b'mezid, but it could be karis b'mezid. It's karis b'mezid, then we understand. Rabbi Nachman ben Akoda is the one who says, lo mol, you're not chayev the money. Why? Because this is Chayve Krisus Mezidin, the Mama. It's not Chayve Krisus Shogin. He's a Shogin in the Me'il, he's a Shogin in the Hegdish, but not in the what? The Chametz. He's not, if he's a Mezid in the Chametz, then the regular Rabbi Nachman ben Akoda, the regular Kamei Bidu Rabbeinu of Chiyuv Kareis Mama will apply to the question. The question is answered very easily. The assumption of the question according to Rashi is correct, right? That according to Rabbi Nachman ben Akoda, we don't say Kamei Bidu Rabbeinu by Chiyuvei Kareis B'Shogeg Umama. That is true, says Rashi. But the case happens not to be a case of Chiyuvei Kareis B'Shogeg. It's Chiyuvei Kareis B'Mezid, Hegdish B'Shogeg. That's Rashi's answer to the Kash. What does Taisa say? Taisa himself says the question never even began. Your whole assumption to the Kash was wrong. Says Taisa, Apal gav the hafa B'Shogeg Ari, midakatani mol v'lo mol. It says ma'al v'lom ma'al, machlokes with a ma'al v'lom ma'al, that means shogeg. Mikol mokom kaimalon kechizki adamar chayvim yisra shogeg p'tur minat ha'shlomit. Lord and kareis, l'rep nechonia. According to nechonia ben akone, chayvim yisra shogeg equals chayvim yisra shogeg. Just like Tanit v'chizki says that chayvim yisra shogeg is going to be part of a mamon, Rabbi nechonia ben akone will say chayvim yisra shogeg is going to be part of a mamon as well. So the whole kasha was, how can you say lo ma'al, this is a case of shogeg, Rabbi nechonia ben akone doesn't go so far as to say that Chayvei Krisus Shogeg is going to be pater from Mamon. Says Tosis, you got it all wrong. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana will have to say that Tana de Bechizki applies to Karis too, not just to Misa, but to Karis too. So even if it's B'Shogeg, you'll still be pater from the Mamon. Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Questions? Right? Rashi and Psachim. What? Rabbi Nachman ben Akana will hold by Chayvei Krisus Shogeg Umama, what's the din? What's the din? Chayev. No Tana de Bechizkiya. The Tosim Sachem disagrees. How is this Potter? Tana de Bechizkiya does apply, just like by Chayvei Misa. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Does Tanit Bechizki apply to Chayvei Krisus Shogeg Umama? Okay? Questions? Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, now we have the key, we have the Mafteah to understanding Rashi and Asugi. Again, we asked, why did Rashi learn that Lafuke Mi, the Rebbe Nachman ben Akana goes back to the Mishnah, but the Tana that argues against Rebbe Nachman ben Akana is our Tana? Why didn't he learn that it's Shimon HaTimani and Reb Shimon ben Menasya? That it's a Hemshech from Divrei Reb Chista? Says the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi couldn't learn like that. Why? Reb Chista makes a statement, HaKol Modem B'Bol Anidah Shemeshalim Kas. What's that talking about? What's that case? Is it talking about Shogeg? Is it talking about Mezid? What's it talking about? What do you think? Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, I'll prove to you it's got to be talking about Shogeg. It's got to be talking about Shogeg. As if it were talking about Mezid, would you be Chayav Knas? No, why not? Not because of the kares, but because chiyuve kares shogeg, excuse me, chiyuve kares b'mezin are also chayev malchus. Right? Kares b'dei shamayim, but malchus b'dei adam. Boal anida, that's a lot. You chayev kares for it, okay? It's terrible if you do it b'mezin. But you're also going to be chayev malchus. So if you chayev malchus, and we're talking mezid, right? It's not chayvin malchus. No chayvin malchus. There's no shayla of tana b'chizki here. If we're talking b'mezid that you chayev malchus, you're not going to be chayev mama. That's malchus or mama. We haven't addressed that particular case, but suffice it to say, we're going to show there are two different sukkim. Right? The din of kamei b'diravim applies not only to misa umama, but even to malchus umama. Malchus is also viewed as more of a davar chomer than mama, according to many shitas. It's actually a machlokes whether you get the mamon and not the malchus, or the malchus and not the mamon, or some say both. But for our purposes, the parshat shot is that misa umamon equals malchus umamon. You get the misa, you get the malchus, not the mamon. That's push. I'm just working with the push here. Okay. So if we're working with the parsha, then malchus umamon, you get the malchus, not the mamon. But Chista couldn't be talking about Baal Anita b'Meizid. Because besides the Kares, there's a Chi of Malchus. And if there's a Chi of Malchus, there can't be Knas, there can't be Mamon. What must he be talking about then? Shogeg. But if he's talking about a Shogeg, so let's think about it. Afuke midi Reb Nochanim ben Akana. Reb Chista's statement is against Reb Nochanim ben Akana. Is it really against Reb Nochanim ben Akana? Would Reb Nochanim ben Akana admit, agree or disagree, that Baal Anida b'Shogeg, because he Chayav Kares, is Chayav Knas or not Chayav Knas? Would he agree with that statement or disagree? Chayav Kares b'shogeg with Knas. Are you Chayav the Knas or not? Would he agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay. Disagree? Good. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos Pesachim. That's the answer. Would Reb Nechunya ben Akana agree or disagree with the following statement? Baal Anida b'shogeg, are you Chayav Knas? Does Tana de Bechizki apply in this case? That's not regular Kamei B'dir Avineh. That's Tana de Bechizki a Kamei B'dir Avineh. Would Rav Nechoni ben Akana hold of Tana de Bechizki in his case of Chi of Kares and Mama? Chi of Krisos, Chai of Krisos, Shogin and Mama. Rashi says he denies it. He says Tana de Bechizki applies to Chai of Mises Bezdin, not to Chai of Krisos. Even though the regular din of Kamei B'dir Avineh applies to Chayav Krisos, but not this special halacha of Chayav Krisos of Chayav Nisa showing it. Tana de Bechizki. And of course, we'll have to understand why. If you equate the two, so why should you distinguish regarding this halacha? But that's what Rashi holds. And Tosfos himself says, no, Rabbi Nochanim ben Akana goes the whole nine yards. He says, not only by Kareis b'meizid umamon, you're pater from mamon, but even Chayav Krisos shogin umamon, you're also pater from mamon. Tana de Bechizki applies to Chiyuvei Kareis just as much as it applies to Chiyuvei Mises Bezdin. Up to Pnei Yoshua, Rashi was compelled to learn his pshat because he couldn't say Rav Chista is against Rav Nochanim ben Akana because Rav Nochanim ben Akana would agree to Rav Chista's statement. Even Rav Nochanim ben Akana would say that Baal Anida is Mishal and Knas because that statement couldn't be talking about Mezid. Because if it would be talking about Mezid, no one would hold that you pay Knas. That's Chayve Malchus to Knas. Chayve Malchus to Mammon. And Chayve Malchus definitely parters from Mammon. Only possibility is to say that Rav Chista is talking about Shogeg. Baal Anida b'Shogeg. Baal Anida b'Shogeg. Still a Chi of Kares. So there you'll be Mishalem Knas, he says. Idea, you're going to be Mishalim Knas. But according to Rashi, that's not against Reb Nochanim ben Akana, that's with Reb Nochanim ben Akana. Because even Reb Nochanim ben Akana would admit that Chayav Krisos Shogeg in Umamon are Chayav in the Mamon. So Rashi couldn't say that's against Reb Nochanim ben Akana. That's what Rashi had to say. It's the Tana of the Mishnah that's against Reb Nochanim ben Akana. But Tosfos wasn't troubled to say Rav Chista is against Rav Nochanim ben Akana, that Shimon Achlimoni and Rav Shimon ben Menasi are against Rav Nochanim ben Akana, because Tosfos l'shitasam, Tosfos and Ksubas, Tosfos and Psochem are working together. I mean, you don't have to say l'shitasam, it's two different Bali Tosfos, but you could say Tosfos and Ksubas is working with Tosfos and Psochem, that Rav Nochanim ben Akana holds that even Chayav Krisos Shogeg in a moment are a Taka Potter. So then Baal Anida, according to Rav Nachman ben Akana, should he be Chayav Knas or not Chayav Knas? Even if it's Shogeg. It's got to be Shogeg, but if it's Shogeg, should be Chayav Knas or Batavim Knas? According to Dosim Sochim, Potem and Aknas. Lafuke mid Rav Nachman ben Akana. That's exactly the point. Once again, Rashi says Lafuke mid Rav Nachman ben Akana is not going on Rav Chisna. Right? Rav Chisna is with Rav Nachman ben Akana. It's the Tana of the Mishnah that's against Rav Nachman. What does Rav Chisna say that Rashi couldn't hold it? That's against Rav Nachman ben Akana. So the Yeshua suggests that Rav Chisna's statement has to be talking about Shogeg. It can't be talking about Mezid, because if we were talking about Mezid, no one would say that you're Chayev B'Knas, because that's Chayev Malkiyus U'Mamon. Chayev Malkiyus U'Mamon. Of course, you're part of the Mamon. If it's Mezid, aside from the Chiyav Karis, you're Chayev Malkiyus. If you're Chayev Malkiyus, then you'll be part of the Mamon. So we must be talking about Shogeg. So get Malkus out of the way. If it's Shogeg, you're not Chayev Malkus. The only thing is it's Shogeg, but it's a Chiyav Kareis b'Shogeg. So would you say that a Chiyav Kareis b'Shogeg should be potter from Mamon, according to Rav Nachman ben Akana, or Chayev in Mamon? So that's what Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. That relates to whether Tana de Bechizkiya applies to Rav Nachman ben Akana or not. Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, Rashi v'shitasa, Rashi who says in Psochim that Tana de Bechizkiya doesn't apply to Rav Nachman ben Akana. Rashi holds in Psochim that even Rav Nachman ben Akana would admit that if you have Chayev Krisus Shogeg in Mamon, it's not going to be Potter, it's going to be Chayev. Rav Nachman ben Akana could not say that Baal Anida is Potter min HaKnas, he'd say Mishalim Knas. He'd agree to Rav Chisna. It's not against him. He agreed to the same principle. Rav Nachman ben Akana holds Kamle b'diravane by Koris u'mamon. Yeah, but he says we don't say Kamle b'diravane by Koris b'shogeg u'mamon. Rav Chisna is talking about Shogeg. He can't be talking about Mezid, as we explain. That's why Rashi had to say Lafukim b'diravane. Rav Nachman ben Akana is going on the Tana of the Mishnah, not on Rav Chisna. That's the Pnei Yeshua's answer to this kasha. Yes. Rav Chisna is talking about the Mezid without Hasra. That's what you want to say? Yeah. Rav Chisna is talking about Mezid without Hasra. Mezid without Hasra is really like a Shogeg. Like a Shogeg, because the whole point ain't Hasra. I look at the Lahabchim Ben Shogeg LaMezid. So you don't really have a full Mezid unless you have a Hasra. Right?
So when do we have Chorus?
The Gemara at the beginning of the third Perek HaMakas has a whole machlokas. What happens if someone is chayav kares and he gets malchus in Bezdin? Right? So it could be that a person becomes potter from the kares as a result of the malchus, but that's true. There's a question whether chayav kares is chayav malchus or not. So according to the Shita of chayav malchus, takif Bezdin gives him the malchus, so then he'll be nifter from his kares. But the chayav kares and the chayav malchus do come together. They do come together. When do we have what?
When do we get the din of
You're saying you're going to be potter anyway because of Malkus and Mammon. Be potter because of Malkus and Mammon anyway. If you hold Rabbi Nachman ben Akana claims a Chayav Krisus is Shogeg in his Chayiv, so when do you need the case of the Ptur Mammon by Chayav Krisus if you'll have the Malkus anyway? You'll be getting Malkus anyway, Chayav Malkus anyway, so why do you need Rabbi Nachman ben Akana? Could it be that it's a case where the guy says he realized he was getting kares? Someone told him that there's a chi of kares for this. He didn't tell him that there's malchus. I say they told him that there's a chi of kares. So he's mazed in the kares. He's a shogeg vis-a-vis malchus. He doesn't realize that he's going to get malchus. So maybe there's no chi of malchus. Maybe that's called malchus shogeg. That's chi of a malchi or shogeg, but it's a chi of kares b'mazed. Maybe that's the case where Rabbi Nachman ben Akana says that you'll be potter because you have Kareis b'mezid. He's like, why can't that be the case over here? Why can't that be the case over here? He's mazed in the kares, but shogeg in the malchus. I guess that's quite creative. I guess that's too creative. They say it's either shogeg or mazed is one thing. They say it's mazed, you know, like the Rashi. That's what Rashi and Sachem have to say. Right. Right. I hear. You're thinking well. Very good. I don't know. I have to think about it. That's different. There are two different lavim. There's hektish and chometz. Here you're saying it's the same thing, but he's amazing in one onish and he's a shogeg in the other onish. It's the same isser. So to say, you know, he's amazing in half of the onish and not the other, I think that's a bigger chiddush than saying the half and half of Rashi and Psachim. Smoke that in your pipe. Okay. And what do we have over here? So after all the dust settles, we have the Teyashua's Pshat and Rashi. So we're left with the major Machlokes Rashi and Tos and Sachin. Right? Does the din of Rabbi Nachmanim ben Akana apply to Chayav Krisa Shogeg? Major Machlokes. And that has an impact on our Sugya too, in Rashi's Pshat. So what talk is that based on? Let's try to analyze this din of Rabbi Nachmanim ben Akana. Rabbi Nachmanim ben Akana connects Krisus to Mises Bez. Chayvei Krisus and Chayvei Mises Bezdin are similar. Let's try to understand that connection. Let's try to figure out why he would say that Tanna Rabbi Chizkiya shouldn't apply to Chayvei Krisus. What's the svar? So here there are many Rishonim on that sugya of Tanna Rabbi Chizkiya that I try to explain this issue. Right? The Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Who explains Rashi Shita? See. Which sheet is more mechudish, Rashi and Sachim or Tosfos? Which is the bigger chiddush? What do you think? Set it up for me. Who do you think is the bigger chiddush? Rashi, who says Rabbi Nachmanim ben Akana claims there's no Tanna Rabbi Chizkiya by Chayvei Krisus, or Tosfos, who says no, Tanna Rabbi Chizkiya applies to Chayvei Krisus also, and you'll be patur now, Mamon, even by Chayvei Krisus show. Who's the bigger chiddush?
Rashi.
I would say Rashi. Why? Shalom.
If you're going to link
Chayvei Krisus to Chayvei Mises Bezdin, I would say go the full 9 yards. If you'll tell me that Chayvei Krisus b'meizid umama and yipata b'na mama, so Chayvei Krisus shogin umama, you should also be part of from mama. That's the Ramban's kasha, the Ramban and the Muhammad Hashem. Ask this kasha, he says, don't be troubled. Anki gimel amit beiz v'dapi arif. V'al tatama, says the Ramban, al tatama v'toma hare ribsa teure koreis kenisa. The Torah compares Koris to Misa. So if the Torah compares Koris to Misa, b'chodah machta machtinu, we put them together, they're equal. So if Rav Nachmanim ben Akana holds that Koris b'meizid umamon is potter, just like Misa, so he should say Koris b'shogeg umamon should also be potter, because the din of Tanna Rabbi Chizkiya that applies to Chayvei Misa should apply to Chayvei Koris as well. Why should you split and say half the din applies, the other din doesn't apply? So Dr. Ramban, I'll tell you. I'll give you an example of the split. What's a good example of the split? That we have something else that's compared to Chayvei Mises Bezdin, but nevertheless the din of Tanna Rabbi Chizkiya doesn't apply to it. Chayvei Malkius. Sherei Chayvei Malkius Ribso Sam Torah Chayvei Mises Mitzvah Roshava De Rosh Rosha. We have comparisons that are made between Chayvei Malkius and Chayvei Mises Bezdin. These are derived from Mitzvah Roshava of Rosh Rosha. Lepolig bei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue about these comparisons. The Abraisa, the Tanya, Masechet Sanhedrin, Masnisin, etc. Ve'ava begin le'inyan tashlumei mamon chayvim yisus iskish, chayvim alkiyus ukrisus lo iskish. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't argue with Rosha Rosha. Rosha Rosha compares chayvim alkiyus chayvim yisus bezin. For what halachas? What halachas does Rosha Rosha? There Shabbat says Rosha by Malkus, says Rosha by Chayvei Mises. They're compared. For what halachas? I gave you the Tosfos. Tosfos on Lamed Hem and Aleph gives you a few of these halachas. There are more, but he says, first of all, this is in Dibur Maskel Rava in Tosfos. The din that Ein Edim Zomim Ner Rogin Ad Sheyigamar Adin Al Pia. We don't even know what Edim Zomim are, but we probably do. Some of you might know. Edim Zomim, what's the difference between Hazama and Hakosha? Hakosha means there's a contradiction between the two kitas, the two groups of Edim who come to Bezdin. Hazama means what? That's not that they're... Imanu Hayisen Vamakom Ploni, right? That they say, you can't say the Eidus that you're saying. The second Kat says to the first Kat, you can't say the Eidus that you're saying because you were with us when you're made about Reuven killing Shimon, about Reuven taking money from Shimon. It's not that we're contradicting you about the Eidus itself. We don't know about the Eidus, but we know one thing. You were with us at that time, in that time and place. Mokom was mine. Right? So if you were with us in that time and place, you can't testify about these other people. What's the din that Eidim Zonim can get? Basisim lo kasher zonim lasos la'achim, right? You give the Eidim Zonim what they wanted to do to the other person. So this halacha that Eidim Zonim can even be nera, they wanted to kill the Nidon, then they're killed. That rule only applies if there was a Gemar Din based on the Eidim Zonim. The Eidim testified, and there was a Gemar Din, and then the second Kat came. But if the second Kat came before the Gemar Din, the Eidim Zonim are Bali Avera, they said Lashon Hara against Reuven, but they're not going to be killed. The Din of Kasher Zonim doesn't apply until the Gemar Din, until they're Nikva as Eidim Zonim. Ain Eidim Zonim Nerogin, Ashiv Amar Denopian. And the Gemara in Makkah says that the same is true by Chayiv and Malkus. Not just if they wanted to be Mechayiv Misa to Reuven, but even if they wanted to be Mechayiv and Malkus. They also don't become Eidim Zonim. They don't get the Malkus until Gemar Din. How do we know that? Pasuk says by Chayiv and Misa, but why by Chayiv and Malkus? Rasha Rasha, there's a Gzera Shava. So we use the Gzera Shava, Rasha Rasha, to compare Chayiv and Malkus and Chayiv and Misa. Similarly, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, Dinei nefashos mavzirin l'zchus avolo l'chova. If someone is paskin, right? Bezdin paskin, that a person is chayav misa, and then he leaves the Bezdin, right? Well, he doesn't leave the Bezdin. The court is over, they're going to kill him, and Eidim come running in and say, no, it's not true, never happened. We're mavzirin, we bring back the case to be mezakeh him, but not lechove. If we already were mezakeh him, then Eidim come and they say, no, he really is chayav misa. We're not going to bring him back lechove. Right? We're mada, we're mekel on the nidon. Right? By dinin nefoshes, by dinin mamonis, we bring it back no matter how many times we have to bring it back. We have to judge dinin mamonis properly. What's a kula for one is a chumra for another. If we're going to say he's pater from mamonis, then one guy is going to lose. Say he's chayav mamonis, then the other guy is going to lose. So Mama will always bring back, but Dina Nefash is a Masa L'Zchus, but not L'Chova. Says the Gemara, the same is true by Chayv and Malkus. So Masa L'Zchus, but not L'Chova. We don't learn out of Rasha Rasha. And Tosis adds more. So there are several halachas that we compare Chayv and Malkus to Chayv Mizu Bezna. Rasha Rasha, there is a Gzera Shava. Chayv and Malkus and Chayv Mizu Bezna are comparable. But Zakhtar Ramban, but you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds that they're not comparable vis-a-vis one very important halacha. Which halacha is that? Hanan de Bechizki is a big chiddush. Big chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan says that chiddush, we don't compare misos to malkus. Right? It's not an open bridge. The bridge is closed for that. It's a gzeirah shava. It's a good gzeirah shava. We compare malkus to misa for many halachas, but not for that halacha. Not for Hanan de Bechizki. Zok Ramban, it shouldn't trouble you that we're not going to compare Chayv Krisis to Chayv Mises Bez vis-a-vis Tana de Mechizkia, because that's the case by Chayv Malkus too. Chayv Malkus is his paradigm of something that is comparable to Chayv Mises Bez, but not what? Tana de Mechizkia. Chayv Malkus is the Ramban's paradigm of something which is comparable to Chayv Mises Bez for certain halachas, but not for Tana de Mechizkia. So he says, from that paradigm, I want to extrapolate to what? To Chayve Krisis Shogun also. That even though Chayve Krisis is compared to Chayve Mises Bezdin, right? Rabbi Nechoy ben Akona compares Chayve Krisis to Chayve Mises Bezdin. Regarding what? Regarding what are Chayve Krisis and Chayve Mises Bezdin compared? Regarding what? Come ben Rabbi Nechoy ben Mezid. By Chayve Karis ben Mezid. I see, we're not getting this completely. Let's take it slow. Okay. Okay. Rasha Rasha. What does Rasha Rasha do? It tells me Chayve Misos equals Chayve Malkus. Regarding what? Machzirin Luzchus Velo Lechova. What else? ain Adam Zomin Ne'enoshim. Forget about the Ariga, right? Both Malkus and Misa. Ad Shei Gamar Adin. Okay? Malkus and Mammon are compared. Similarly, okay, this is one issue. Rabbi Nechonya ben Akana holds that Chai ben Mises is compared to Chai ben Grises. Oh yeah? There's one word missing here. Chai ben Mises is compared to Chai ben Grises. Mezid. Right? Rabbi Nechonya ben Akana says that by Achi of Kari's the Mezid, if you're also Chai ben Mammon, you'll be Potter, just like by Chai ben Mises does. Comes the Ramban and says, it's not such a jump to say that by Chai ben Grises Shogegin, everyone would say that you're Chayiv Mammon. The Kamei ben Rabbanei would not apply. I Tana de Bechizkia. By Chai ben Mises we wouldn't say Chayiv, we'd say Potter even by Shogeg because of Tana de Bechizkia. So why by Kareis do we say it's different? Rabbi Nechonya ben Akana compares Kareis to Mises Bezdin. What's the answer? Zok the Ramban. You see already that we can have things that are compared to Chai ben Mises, but vis-a-vis Tana de Bechizkia, we don't compare them, like Chai ben Malkus. Comparison between Chai ben Mises and Chai ben Malkus, but not Tana de Bechizkia. So the same could be true by Chai ben Grises. Rabbi Nechonya ben Akana says that by Chai ben Grises Mezid, we compare to Chai ben Mises, but Chai ben Grises Shogun, no, there's no din of Tana de Bechizkia by Chai ben Grises. That's what the Ramban says. That's how he tries to explain Shittas Rashi. Yes?
Is the Ramban saying that we don't need to compare, that we don't need to do a full comparison, or that we shouldn't do a full comparison?
I think he's saying we shouldn't. He's saying the ikar of the Ramban is that we don't need to, but I think what the Ramban really is saying is that the Chiddush of Tana de Bechizkia is so great that let's not apply it more than we should. Ein lechabo ela chidushim. Let's not apply it except in the case where it really says it. And where does it say Tana de Bechizkia? By Kareis? No, by Maka Odom. Maka Odom is talking about Misas Bezd. It's talking about Misas Bezd, and that's the limit. We should only apply Tana de Bechizkia. Ala Rishonim Anu Mitzdar. We don't even understand, right? We're in pain about this halacha itself. We don't understand Tana de Bechizkia. So let's not extend it too far. Right? The fact that we're not Machzil Eschus, we're not Machzil Echova, that means that if someone is going to get a punishment, right, it's an onesh ha'guf. It makes sense that we're not going to be ma'aser l'chova. So that makes sense. If we compare Misas to Malkus, it makes sense that we should compare them for that halacha. Tana de Bechizkia is such a chiddush in and of itself that to extend that beyond Makah Adam, beyond Chavis, seems to be difficult. Comes the Rash Mishans in his Perish of Sochem, and he says, you know, I think this issue, whether Tana de Bechizkia should apply by Chai ben Grises Shogin, should depend on something we know. It should depend on the Mokar. Rabbi Nechonya ben Akana learns that Chai ben Grises and Mammon will be Pater for Mammon, but we said there's a Machlokas in the Mokar. Machlokas Abayin Rav in the Mokar. So comes the Tosis HaRashba, that's not the Rashba in the Kovach, but that's the Rash Mishans, again, the Rashba Balei Tosis. The Tosis Arashmim Sochem says, I think it should depend on Abaye and Rava. Why? He says, if you learn like Abaye, that Rabbi Nechonya ben Akana's basic halach is learned from Osan, it's Xeris Shava. It's Xeris Shava. So if it's Xeris Shava, there's nothing beferish in the drasha. There's nothing beferish in the drasha that compares Kores to Misa. Misa's Bezda. Nothing beferish in the drasha. It's just, there's Xeris Shava. It says Osan by Kareis. It says Asam by, excuse me, it says Asam Bidei Shamayim, not just Kareis, even Misa Bidei Shamayim. It says Asam Bidei Shamayim, Asam Bidei Adam. So we make this comparison between the two. So comes the Rashmi Shant and says, if that's the Jerusha, then I understand why maybe Tana de Bechizkia shouldn't apply. Why? Because there's a general comparison between Chai ve Misas Bezdin and Misa Bidei Shamayim, but there's nothing in the drasha itself that makes a very strong linkage between the two. But according to Rava, he says, what's the lashon of the drasha according to Rava? The Rash Mishan's talking, this is not me. It's not an Akron either. Right? Rava's drasha is, V'hichrati also mikerev amo, Amra Torah Kare Sheli Kamisa Shalachem. The Lashon of the Drash is Kare Sheli Kamisa Shalachem. It's not just that we're making some kind of an equation here, but the whole Drashas Chazal is that we're equating Kare's Kamisa. The Lashon is Kare Sheli Kamisa Shalachem. Said the Rash Mishan, according to Rav, it sounds like it's literally the same thing. It has to be a complete equation. It can't be a partial equation. According to Abayas Zereshava, Efshim and Kazogin, we can say maybe it's a limited equation. It's not going to apply to Tanan Bechizkiya. Because it's so extreme, because the Chiddush of Tanan Bechizkiya is so extreme. If you hold like Rava, Zokter Rash Mishans, how can it not apply to Tanan Bechizkiya? Kore Sheli Kemisa Shalachet. That's like the Feirish saying, it's like in your face, right? In your face, you know, spike. Right? It's in your face. So just one second. So for most things? So Mamish. Right? It's gotta be literally Kamisa Shalachem. So if it's literally Kamisa Shalachem, even for Tanad Bechiski, it's gonna apply. That's what the Rash Mishans wants to say. Zokta Pnei Yeshua. I don't think so. Even according to Rava, I don't think it should apply to Chayvei Kriyas Shogim. I but Kare Sheli Kamisa Shalachem. To Pnei Yeshua, but what's the case talking about? Bichrati also mikerev amo. If the person's going to be chayev kares, right? He served Molech. The Bezdin's not killing him. Kavosh Baruch Hu says, "I'll take care of him. I'll give him kares." What's the case? Mezid or shogeg? He asks. He's chayev kares. Says mezid. Zok to Pnei Yeshua. The case is mezid. So you can say kares sheli kemisa shalachem fun hain bismol. From today until tomorrow. Okay, Kare Sheli Kemisa Shalachem, but it's only going to be Kemisa Shalachem in a case which applies to that Pasuk. The Pasuk is made. So the Pasuk is made, that's the only case that it's going to be Kare Sheli Kemisa Shalachem. The Rash Mishans wanted us to believe that according to Rava, it should be a full extension, a full equation in every halacha, even Tanan Debei Chizkiya, because Kare Sheli Kemisa Shalachem, Zok to Pnei Yeshua. Doesn't matter, Kare Sheli Kemisa Shalachem. It's not going to make a comparison more than the case in the Pasuk. Right? Just like the Rash Mishans wanted to say what? Abaye holds of this Gzera Shava Oson Oson. So it's a Gzera Shava. How can I compare Kare Sheli Kemisa Bezdin more than the case in the Pasuk? Right? The case in the Pasuk is talking about Mezin. The case of Misa Videi Shemayim must be talking about Mezin. So how can I compare? Zokta Pnei Yeshua, the same as Rava. The case of Rava is talking about Mezid. So the case is Mezid. It doesn't matter, even if the comparison is formulated in a way that it sounds like Kare Sheli Kemisa Shalachem Mamish for everything, but it's not going to apply in a case that's not included in the Pasuk. So it'll only apply to Chayvei Kriyas Mezidin, not to Chayvei Kriyas Shogeg. Yeshua goes even further. He says, you have to say like me. You have to say that it's not an afkamina between Abai and Rava. Why? Because if it's an afkamina between Abai and Rava, what's the problem? Why did the Gemara mention it? Ika benayu, right? What's an afkamina? My Ika ben Rava la Abai. It says, Ika benayu, zar shachal chuma. Misa b'de shamayim. Frak the Pnei Yeshua, zar shachal chuma. It's a beautiful case. A lot of lumdus there in our case. But there's a simple afkamina. Tana de Bechizkiya. Right? Forget about Misa B'dei Shamayim. Whether Misa B'dei Shamayim is the same thing as Chi of Kares. Chi of Kares B'shogeg is the Nafkamina between Abai and Rava. So Zok to Pnei Yeshua, obviously that's not a Nafkamina. Not a Nafkamina. Meaning, according to Rashi and the Ramban, who hold Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona's din applies only to Mezid and not to Shogeg, right? That's Bein La'Abai, Bein La'Rava. Bein la Abaye, bein la Rava. It's not dependent on the Machlokas of Abaye and Rava in terms of the source of the din. Okay. So that's all within Rashi. Right? Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana holds that Tanan Bechizkiya doesn't apply to Chi of Kares. Doesn't apply to Chi of Kares. Why not? Says Dr. Ramban, because Chi of Kares and Mises Bez are not compared, but it's not a full comparison. Just like Chi of Malkus is not a full comparison either. Is a comparison, but not for Tanan Bechizkiya. Kares Mises Bezin is also a comparison for Chayvei Kriyas Mezidin, but not for Tanan Bechizkiya. Okay, that's the basic pshat in Rashi. How is Tosis going to respond to this? Tosis, who holds that we do compare Chayve Krisis to Chayve Mises Bezdin, even for Tana de Bechizkiya, how's he going to respond to the Tain of the Rambam? Let's focus on that.